Good morning. 6:37 a.m. on August 27th, Monday morning. I woke everybody up and then went for my walk. And then thought, oh, wait a minute, is this Labor Day? No, it's next weekend. Monday. I don't know that I've got a lot to talk about today. Audio. Yeah, gotta do some more audio. Today is a recording day, so I get some more recording done. It's also an audio editing day. I need to try to get through all the stuff that I already have recorded so that I can put the episodes together for the stuff that I've got recorded. I went looking for it the other day and realized that I wasn't anywhere near where I thought I was, which is a bit disappointing. So if I can get a little peace around the house this week, then that perhaps can happen. So we'll see how that works out. Let's see. Need to get that book ready to go on Saturday. I still keep stumbling over copy edits that the files came in and I haven't applied them yet. 19:54. I was slow this morning. 19:54. Almost 20 minutes for the first mile. Yeah, I'm not moving very fast. I didn't get up particularly early this morning. I think it was right around 4 o'clock. I weighed in and I was up a pound over last week, which was a little disappointing. But given that last week I was down 2.5, it's not too bad. I'm still down poundish. I need to watch my portions. I have a feeling they've been creeping up. I think it was Anita who pointed out that journaling is good, but you have to do it every once in a while just to keep yourself honest on portion size. And I've been good about between meal grazing. I haven't done anything other than like my 2 pieces of fruit a day, an extra helping of vegetables, usually something like a avocado or some carrots or something like that. But even that, not very much, because I've sort of trained myself away from, okay, it's not mealtime, so I'm not going to eat now. And that's helping. At least I hope it's helping. I think it's helping. It certainly can't be hurting that I'm not having a cookie once a day in the middle of the afternoon, something like that. It's a lovely cool morning this morning. I'm walking past the yellow trees. There's more and more of them. Oh, there's a reddish looking one over there. There's more and more of them on this side of the path. I'm on the mountain side. The western edge of my daily trek. And it's kind of cool. I know Mondo draws me a little map that shows me where I walked. Oh, yawn. Not sure what that's about. got that Febreze smell again this morning. I don't know if somebody does the laundry early in the day or what. Sort of a flowery scent. I suppose it could be somebody's garden that I'm smelling. My house is so largely devoid of odor. Things that aren't chemical smells. My wife has a problem with perfumes, in that she believes that they make her sinuses rebel. And of course, not having perfumes also makes her sinuses rebel. So I'm not sure how that breakdown actually works, because breathing apparently is a sufficient condition for her sinuses to flare up. And I'm not seeing her stopping breathing anytime soon, at least not voluntarily. Oh gosh, another yawn. My body trying to get enough oxygen. We're off to a bit of a slow Monday. I hope the kids are moving, because they're going to have to be picked up probably about the same time as I'm walking home. Probably should pick up the pace just to make sure I'm there in time. Never a dull moment, I'll tell you. Still recording. Endo Mondo, 1.3 miles and 25.34 seconds. 25 minutes, 34 seconds, what am I talking about? So, I picked up the pace a little bit in the last part. Still moving, still going, still trucking along. Feeling in a bit of a rut. I wonder why. Largely I am in a rut. What do I do to get out of that rut? Well, I suspect things are going to get thrown into a cocked hat here in another few days, just because I haven't heard anything from Ryden about Captain's Share, which is supposed to be out in 4 days. Just to say the least, disappointing. In which case, what I'll have for the month of October is a snarl. So I really do need to get, or September rather. So I really do need to get Ravenwood out the 1st of September so that I can clear the decks for October and November and December's releases. So the eastern reach here. Sun is up. It's looking quite golden this morning. Got the jogger coming in one direction. He's gonna go out into the street, okay. This passing thing is always an interesting challenge. Morning. I already saw the old collie this morning. I met collie and handler as I was taking my picture. So I haven't seen this one guy who comes out every morning. Usually jogs and walks and jogs and walks. Works up quite a sweat. I see him almost every day. Didn't see him either yesterday or today. I wonder where he is. You get to recognize the faces after a while, people you see over and over again, morning after morning. One of my boots is untied, or at least loosely tied. I don't want to stop and retie it. Just want to get back, get my coffee, get my toast, make sure the kids got underway. So what will today bring? I really don't know. That's not really a good sign. Very curious. Very curious. Of course, it's Monday. I got most of the chores done over the weekend, so that was a good thing. That's probably laundry left to do. I can do that after I've done a recording session. Doing a recording session would be an excellent thing to do. Good morning. Oh, I have to write that story for John. Sorry, John. And I also need to get back into the story Bible for Sigler. That might be a way to break out of the rut. The problem is, I really need to get this Ravenwood book. I need to get Saphir's Call out so that it can be working while I'm fiddling about here. I think that's probably my A priority. Clear the decks, track down all the copy edits I can find, get them installed, get the book formatted, get it released, then I can go back and work on audio. If I could get that done today. I mean, if I could get that done between today and tomorrow, that would be huge. That would make me feel much better too, I think. my friend the Woolen Man is out this morning. Garage door is not yet open. These kids are still inside. There's also nobody waiting in the yard, so that's a good sign. Trying to yell over the roar of the mower. I'm not sure how much of that picks up. Focused on getting these last few feet. See if I can pick up the pace a little bit, make up a little time in the last 20 yards, 50 yards. Keep from getting run over when I cross the street, that would be good. No cars coming. Across the street we go. Beautiful morning. Gosh, it's lovely out. On the sidewalk, onto the lawn. And here I am at the back gate. One more time. Tomorrow is another day. And I'll talk to you then.